North Iowa's best variety on this Monday morning, 95.9 KCHA, Faboldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM. Kicking off today's Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, with Annette Dean, the director of the Charles City Public Library. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
How goes it today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm glad to be back in town. I have attended my fourth graduation this weekend.
Busy weekend for you. Oh, how'd those go? Very well attended,
good.
I'm sure.
Good. They're all of my nephews and niece are now officially graduated, and they can carry on.
Right on. Congrats to them. Well, we got big things coming up at the Charles City Public Library, as we usually do. You know, seniors might take the summer off, school kids take the summer off. You don't. Talk about some of these kids' activities coming up.
Yep. No, we are busier than ever in the summer. That's usually when we're, you know, craving vacation because we're exhausted. No, so we're getting started with our summer program. On our sign-up date is May 23rd. From 1 to 3 is when we're having our little open house events. We'll have our outdoor games out and yes, some cool refreshments. And you'll be able to preview some of the programs and sign up for anything that you want to. Not all of our programs require registration, though. So if you're not able to attend, or if you just don't like to register, you don't have to. There are ones that you don't have to register for. And one of those is actually getting an early launch. Miss Stacy is doing a new program called Read Around Town this summer.
Yes.
And it is a story time held at different locations in the community. The first one will be on May 22nd at 10 a.m. at Dean's Treats. And I believe all the little ones get an ice cream treat.
Oh, awesome.
At Dean's Treat. But she will read stories and sing songs, and then we'll learn a little bit about the business that we're at. So the 22nd is Dean's Treats, and the 29th at 10 a.m. we will be at the Charles City Streets Department. So that should be a good time. You'll get to see any truck lovers. We'll get to see some pretty big trucks, some street sweepers, and that type of stuff, and get to talk to the street superintendent a little bit about his job. And so it should be a fun time. That's a new launch that we're giving just a little early. We're starting it in May instead of June. Don't forget to pick up your Reading Dragon card coloring contest. This is the brainchild of my eldest. She wanted the opportunity to design a Reading Dragon. We chose Griffins, but she wanted to design her own card. And so we thought, well, other kids would probably enjoy doing this too. So we're accepting coloring contest applications until May 30th. You have to color four different pictures that are all kind of loosely themed together. So it's the egg, the baby, the teen, and the adult griffin is what you're designing. And then the winner gets to be have their card design incorporated into our program. And so people get to collect your card.
That's awesome.
So, Please turn in, because right now, well, maybe that changed yesterday, but as of a day ago, my kids were the only ones that attended, and, you know, happy as they would be to get selected, I want a little more competition for them. So.
So there is still time to get signed up for that one.
Yep, there's still plenty of time to pick up your coloring contest pictures. Okay, and with that, that is what we've got in store for the rest of your May for kids. June 3rd is our first Wonderful Wednesday with Grout Museum. June 4th. June 4th, Wednesday is the first Wonderful Wednesday. So make sure you mark your calendar on that and stop by and pick up your summer library flyer and schedule and reading log so that you are all set to go on the 23rd, and you can start reading and getting minutes logged for those grand prizes that we will unveil on the 23rd.
Excellent. So how about adult activities? I see quite a few of them on the calendar, too.
Yeah, yep. We like to stay busy. So we do have Diamond Art on May 20th at 6:30. That is a kind of a come-and-go program where you can come and socialize and work on your diamond art. We do have kits available for new people to diamond art, but you can also bring something that you are working on yourself. I have been working on a Pikachu diamond art for 2 years now, and so I will gladly lend that to anyone who wants to tackle that as well, because I think my daughter's given up on me. And then we've got adult D&D on May 31st at 1 p.m. You need to come with a third-level D&D character, and it's a one-shot adventure that Ms. Cameron leads. Players of all experience levels are welcome to join. She usually has a couple of helpers on hand for any newbies that need help to figure out what exactly they are doing on their campaign. If you are interested in joining that, please let Cameron know here at the library. You can email her at cameronk@charles-city.lib.ia.us because she does tailor those adventures to the number of players and the characters that she has attending. So,
okay.
So let her know so she can write the scenario. And then last but not least, we've got True Crime Book Club on June 2nd at 5 p.m. Everything kind of got moved a week with our book clubs because of the Memorial Day holiday. So True Crime is moved to June 2nd at 5 p.m. And they are reading Why Johnny Can't Come Home. Marissa will be leading that discussion, and copies are available.
Right.
And then, let's see, one other thing I wanted to mention is the library is doing a community survey this month for our strategic plan. And so if you have not filled one out, please do so. They're available at the library, at City Hall, on our website, on our Facebook page. We will be emailing them directly to our email list later on this afternoon. So please be sure to, it only takes a couple minutes, be sure to fill that out for us. And if you would like, you can put your name and phone number on the app, on the survey, and we can enter you into a grand prize drawing for a gardening basket.
Oh, nice. Gardening basket. Perfect.
Yeah,
timing.
I thought
for
it was timely.
Right. Now, you did mention Memorial Day, so just so everybody's clear, you are closed on Memorial Day.
We are closed on the 26th for Memorial Day.
Okay, excellent. And then, of course, we do have the first party in the park of the year coming up at the end of this month, too. You going to be a part of that?
We are. Me and Stacy will be there with dragon tattoos and a bunch of stuff about Summer Library. And I think we're bringing some yard games and maybe our kayak or tent for people to see that we have. We got those from grants through the health department as part of their 5210 initiative.
Oh, sure.
And so we're showing off some of the new stuff that we got through that grant, and we'll have tons of Summer Library program information. And so please come visit us, because we get bored easily and distracted. So more people we can talk to that night, the better the night will go for us.
And that's coming up on Friday, May 30th. So, next Friday, actually. So to join them at the party in the park, Central Park, downtown Charles City, starting at 5 o'clock. Any other notes to add?
Not that I can think of. I guarantee I'll think of something as soon as I get off the air, but I don't have anything right now.
Perfect. Well, of course, for the latest updates on scheduling at the Charles City Public Library, to learn more about the services, online resources, and general library news, you can go to their website, charles-city.lib.ia.us, and of course, find them on Facebook, too. Well, thank you very much, Annette, for joining us, as always. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Annette Dean, director of the Churl City Public Library, on Community Conversations, brought to you once again by Floyd County Medical Center.